This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Again, friends, I got so much to share. I love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just showing you this during the last hour on Matt Gaetz. And then I highlighted the fact that Matt Gaetz is being investigated for child pedophilia. Okay. And that was the New York Times, so the mainstream media is telling on him. And by the way, I want people to remember, these guys aren't getting in trouble for doing the right thing. They're getting in trouble for doing the wrong thing. I want to just say it again. Well, during the break, I was looking for more information on this because I just did the, you know, the search on him. And I guarantee he's extorted, just like the rest of them are. But they have something hanging over every one of them, because if they fall out of line, then what they'll do is they'll expose them. They'll out them. If you haven't seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington from the 1930s, do yourself a favor and watch that movie. It's very accurate as to how it's played from the inside out. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. But during the break, this is what I also found. Matt Gaetz, Republican in sex trafficking investigation, marries in California. That was a smart move. Hurry up and get married, okay? It'll give the impression to the people that you're a good guy, you're an upright guy. Okay, but you know, you've heard that saying, birds of a feather, they flock together. The Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz eloped to Southern California on Saturday. He wanted to hurry up and get married in order to marry Ginger Lucky in a small ceremony on Catalina Island. Okay? Gaetz, 39, is under investigation as a part of a proceedings that led to the arrest of a close friend of his, Joel Greenberg. Birds of a feather. Okay, and I'm not blaming Matt for what Joel did, but it's very telling because, again, they're close friends, right? That's how it's being reported. Joel Greenberg, a former tax collector in Seminole County, Florida. Greenberg pleaded guilty in May to, listen carefully, this is Matt Gaetz's good friend, to six federal crimes, including sex trafficking of a child, identity theft, stalking, wire fraud, and conspiracy to bribe a public official. His plea agreement with prosecutors requires continued cooperation with an ongoing investigation into sex trafficking. Let me remind everybody, for those that have awakened over the last couple years here because of the pandemic, because I believe they've done us a service by waking the people up, by attacking them. Read Exodus 1 and verse 12. The more they attack, you know, the more they persecute, the more we multiply. Yep, let their cruelty swell our ranks. Just for the new guy listening right now, that's what's happening. But isn't it interesting that when you look at these guys, it seems like that there's this reoccurring theme with every single one of them. With every single one of them. And look at the crimes of the guilty that they have closest on the inside of their circles. But isn't it interesting that they fall to scandal, and those are the smaller outlets, but the bigger outlets, like in the conservative movement, would be Fox News. Isn't it interesting how Fox News puts them up as heroes instead of calling them out for their crimes? Which shows you, again, their purpose in play. Do you remember that the most arrogant narcissist I've ever seen in all of my life, besides Donald Trump, Barack Obama, was none other than that of Benito Mussolini. Benito Mussolini didn't want people around him that weren't controllable. He didn't want good men in his circle of government because they wouldn't do his biddings. Mussolini said, he preferred scoundrels because they were more controllable. Okay, that's what you are dealing with. No matter how you want to talk yourself out of the obvious, look at the fruit. That's all you have to do. Look at the fruit. And this isn't an isolated case. This isn't just Matt Gaetz, as I've spent so much time sharing with you. Here's another one I brought up yesterday. I just wanted to show you. This is the best that you have for those that are trying to excuse what's going on. And by the way, if you want to call in and make a show of me, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Did you see this, friends? Jason Chaffetz just predicts scandals ahead for the Biden administration. You think anybody's going to be prosecuted for their crimes? No. I brought up yesterday, too, how Marco Rubio from Florida, he's another traitor. He's calling out the crimes of others in government. But isn't it interesting how they're never prosecuted? Why do you think that is? For those that are trying to defend these guys, why do you think that they're never prosecuted? It's because they think that they're above the law. Oh, speaking of which... And this has everything in the world to do with what we're talking about even now. Isn't it interesting that we've seen the crimes of Cuomo? I mean, the guy's a creep. Let's just call it for what it is. The guy's an absolute creep. And I'm talking about the former governor, Andrew Cuomo. I mean, the guy's got he's wearing a see-through shirt with both of it. This is a governor. Okay? A see-through shirt with his nipples pierced. The guy's a creep. You know, here's the thing. I don't like saying stuff that I can't show you or have you hear it from directly their mouths, okay? What I want to do is I want you to see it for yourself. It's just, he's just a gross, gross guy. He really is. I mean, he's a pervert. That's what he is. You're on social media platforms. There he is right there. It reminds me of Roger Stone, just a real creepy guy. Okay? And there's tons of pictures up here of him sitting there with both of his nipples pierced. Boy, I wonder what he's doing with his private time. Well, we know what he was doing. He was harassing women, right? And we all seen this transpire right before our eyes. And then we had these courageous women. And by the way, I also know that in many cases, these women put themselves into the position so they can go after whoever it is that they're trying to set up. I understand all that. Believe me, in ministry, you have to film everything. You have to be with two or three people in everything you do. We have never lowered that rule. We've always done that. That's smart. Okay, in interviews, you have to record the interviews as well so they don't say you did something that you weren't responsible for doing, because we've seen how they played the game right off the bat at the beginning of this ministry. But now what I want you to see is the fact that Andrew Cuomo, guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks, his buddies in the mob, you know them as the American government, and again, I'm highlighting corruption. I'm not talking about good government. We love good government here. But what I want you to see here, friends, is that of Andrew Cuomo. Guess what, friends? It doesn't look like he's going to be getting in any trouble at all. Matter of fact, Chester County won't prosecute Cuomo over allegations of unwanted kisses. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Look at this. They're impervious to justice. No, he's got too much dirt on the powers that are tolerated, and now they're doing him a favor. Americans, you must call for justice. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all-natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all-natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to respond to somebody asking a question right now, Dino Fun. Do you have to be compromised to be an actor? I'm looking for you right now. Do you have to be compromised to be a big TV actor? Yep, if you're going to be on mainstream sooner or later. Matter of fact, did you see recently, you remember the show back in the 90s, early 2000s called Friends? Did you hear about the guy that came out and exposed what was going on during commercial breaks? How they were all decrying in a circle? He said it was very odd. They were all in a circle. He was a guest actor on the show. And he was telling the world that what they were doing is they would sit in a circle during the breaks and they would all cry out together, "Hail Satan! Hail Satan!" This is on Friends, okay? I can tell you firsthand concerning how you have to compromise to be a part of the big circle there. And it's interesting, what's his last name? The guy that did, there was something called City Pages here in Minneapolis, and I think it's Matt Gortz. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. I can stand corrected on that from that of The Simpsons. I mean, you want to talk about degrading, baseless, vain garbage. People think that's funny somehow or another. Nothing funny about it. But that started out in Minnesota on City Pages, and it was called, before it was The Simpsons, it was called Life in Hell. I've had dinner with actors, famous actors. They're Christian actors, and because they were Christian actors, they were ostracized. I have friends that are world-renowned producers, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to have one on in a couple weeks here, and maybe I'll ask him that question for you, Dino, but do you have to be compromised? I think a lot of what happens if you're not inside of that immediate circle, if you just give everything a pass, you're a part of the circle as well, but it's an outer circle to the inner circle. So, and then when it comes to the preachers, listen, I've been to the top. I was friends with D. James Kennedy before he passed away. I preached in Rick Joyner's church. I'm friends with Ray Comfort. I mean, just all the circle of who I trust out there. I can tell you probably three people that I trust in ministry the higher I go up. D. James Kennedy was one of those. Ray Comfort's definitely one of those, and another individual. But the reason I'm saying that is because the preachers that you see are compromised. If you read 1 Kings 13:33, you'll find that they're compromised. They go along to get along. I had a friend, Bishop Harry Jackson, who's now gone. He was on the evangelical board of Donald Trump. And what's interesting, Chuck Baldwin took the time to really call out that whole circle of people that were on the evangelical board. They were an absolute joke. They were all a bunch of sellouts. As a matter of fact, it was reported to us from the inside, not from gossipers or, you know, I heard from her and she told me that, no, that's not, this came to us firsthand information that what was going on during the evangelical boards is several times Donald Trump would get them in a circle, they would come in and he would sit there and tell them, if it wasn't for me, you guys wouldn't be here right now. And the said evangelical board around Donald Trump would literally worship him for 3 hours. Literally, with their, just get up and sing his praises. They would say nothing negative about him. Those are not the kind of friends. So they're giving the same reciprocity that they're getting from this narcissist. And I'm talking about Donald Trump during his time in office, his tenure. So to answer your question, Dino, yes, yes, yes. You have to sell out. If you look at the music scene, there's a lot about us that you don't know. I'm endorsed by a lot of music companies. We were on Geffen Records. We were working with Geffen Records, Warner Brother Records, and we toured with Drowning Pool. We toured with Creed. We toured with the Big Boys. And in the process of doing that, we were like water, and they were like oil. And we had nothing to do. We were called to be the light, and that's exactly what we did. We went into it, and we were not like them in any sense of the word. And I'm not saying that they're all Satanists, but I am telling you that there's an allegiance to the system of the world, the prince of the power of the air, when it comes to how they live their lives. And if you're not a part of that circle, you are definitely ostracized. And there's a warfare around all of that. But even in the music scene, I can tell you this right now. There's something called the NAM. And what it is they take all those that are endorsed by music companies, for example, drummers, guitar players, bass players, whatever the case might be. And every year in January, they have one, two, three arenas filled. And that's just the top floor. And then there's the basement of those that are endorsed by certain companies. And I have firsthand, as a matter of fact, you can watch the video on Sons of Liberty Radio Live where I'm confronting these rock stars and tracking these rock stars from Korn to Van Halen to Stryper to you name it. I mean, Zorro, we were all out there. We've done it. We nailed the guys from Pantera a couple times before they passed. The same thing with Slipknot. We got in front of them before the bass player died. And it just hundreds of them, literally, friends. We got them all on video. Dio, Ozzy, Black Sabbath. We track them all. We talk to them all. But a lot of these guys, what's sad about it, Dino, is they think they're saved. They think they're living Christian lives. Some of them do. And the sad fact of the matter is more of them believe that they're Christians when, in fact, they get up. Alice Cooper's another one. For those that are saying Alice Cooper, man, the guy saved and he's going to heaven. Well, let me ask you something. Has his show changed? Absolutely not. I can tell. If I threw some names out there right now who I could call right now and have conversations with, people that I know, that are big producers, that are big lead singers for bands that everybody would acknowledge right now if I said their names, they all think they're going to heaven. When in fact, Scripture condemns everything that they're advocating for. I was talking to Tim Brown the other day, and I told Tim Brown, morning show host, I said, my testimony on this earth is not how bad of a sinner I was. Many of these singers that think they're Christians, they're still singing the same old songs, still promoting the same old songs, the same old shows, same thing with the actors. And it shows you that they have not put off the old man. And the Bible says that we put on the new man, and we're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. They're still gloating in their sinful lifestyles, yet they're telling people they're going to heaven. when you can't see Christ in their witness? To he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath not the Son hath not life. But in answering your question, Dino, I want you to know, and I want everybody to listen and to know for yourselves, that my testimony is not how bad of a sinner I was, but how great of a Savior I serve. And what you see over and over and over again is these people talk about Jesus, but they continuously live their old sinful lifestyles. They haven't been delivered from their sins, and if they haven't been delivered from their sins, it means they're still in their sins. And Jesus clearly said those that go on in their sin will die in their sin. And I hope many of these people are listening to me right now, because it's true. Hey, folks, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you hard things. It's because I love you, I tell you hard things. Right? Open rebuke is better than love, faith. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, right? Iron sharpens iron. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You're not going to get this middle-of-the-road stuff from this show. You never will. That's why you're either going to love this show or you're going to hate this show. And really what it comes down to is if you love the truth, you're going to love the content. If you hate the truth, you're going to hate my guts, and that's okay. But you know what? At least knowing that I told you the truth and knowing that you hated me, I'm sorry for that. But while you hate me all the way to the grave, remember I loved you enough to tell you what nobody else would take the time to tell you. That is the testimony of this ministry. And so it applies to all. So, Dino, going back, I answer to everything that you put in front of me. Yes, yes, yes. There's a huge compromise. In the music scene, oh my goodness. It's interesting. Let me see if I can get this off really quick. We were working with a PR out in Los Angeles, California. They were PR for a band called Slayer, one of the biggest satanic bands in the world. They got a load of us. They really liked us until they found out that we were Christians, and they didn't like the things that we were saying concerning the things that the law of God was condemning concerning the lawlessness of what the likes of Slayer would promote, right? They didn't like us because we told them the truth. But somehow or another, they give a pass to a band called Slayer, which, by the way, have been sued over and over again by families where their kids kill themselves listening to their music. This is how backwards Hollywood is. And for those that know anything about Hollywood, when that first, at the turn of the century, back in the 19th century, that land was given to the American people free, namely those that were building churches and parishes at that time. It was free land. And the church had control of everything that was vetted to the American people all the way up until 1968. 1968 came around, the church completely forfeited everything, education, the vettings of movies, making sure the music. Remember, back in the 50s and the 60s, friends, a majority of what people heard on the radio was Christian music. You all remember that? I wasn't born yet, but what I am saying is Grandpa and Grandma can tell you that's all they heard on the radio was Christian music. The church in America forfeited all of that. And then all of a sudden we start to see the corruption in government to take a major role in the destruction of this country, which literally is the finger of God in destroying a country that refuses to obey Him. We're going to get right back, and I'm going to get to the topic again. I want to show you a video as to how you're being fleeced by those that are selling themselves as defenders of the people. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Forecasters are warning of severe thunderstorms in parts of the southeast this weekend. Residents from East Texas to western Kentucky are told to watch out for flooding, downpours, hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes through Saturday. The severe weather threat should linger into Sunday, stretching into Georgia, the Carolinas, and the Florida Panhandle. Significant rainfall is also expected Sunday as far north as Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia. The Biden administration was ordered late Friday to stop mask and vaccine mandates for workers and volunteers of the Head Start program in Texas. U.S. District Judge James Wesley Hendricks saying the Department of Health and Human Services likely acted without congressional authorization when it imposed the mandates in response to the president's push to increase COVID-19 vaccines. USA Radio News. Colorado officials say it's a miracle no deaths have been reported in the massive wildfires north of Denver. Governor Jared Polis calling it a New Year's miracle if there is no loss of life in what's being called the most destructive fire in Colorado's history. President Biden approving a disaster declaration on Saturday for those who are impacted by the wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of homes in the Denver suburbs. School is back in session in Oxford, Michigan after a tragedy took place in November.
All the buildings in the Oxford Community School District will reopen Monday except the high school. That's where a 15-year-old student opened fire on November 30th and killed four teens. Superintendent Tim Throne addressed parents in an online video describing the January 3rd reopenings as the next, quote, steps in our community's journey toward healing, unquote. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, so here, I got to do a couple things, and I'll get through to this. I'll tell you. You asked the question, so I had to answer the question, okay? But here's a brand new, propaganda report. What I want you to see is how Cuomo fell to investigation for his crimes against several women that came forward. And just like the powers that are tolerated, they come in and they try to say Fauci's crimes against innocent people, and the American people at large will just give him a pass and let him do it anyways. Well, here's the deal. You hold the pressure down, they're going to deliver him up. They'll sacrifice their own. Bugsy Siegel said back in the 20s and the 30s, we only kill our own. Well, it's just a matter of time. If enough people come out on Cuomo, they'll deliver them up. And this is just the sexual harassment charges that we're covering right now. This has nothing to do with all the elderly people that he's responsible for, in fact, killing. Okay, so let's go ahead and check this out. This is on Cuomo, again, getting away with sexual harassment.
Another legal case, this one in Westchester County. The Westchester District Attorney says he will not pursue criminal charges against former New York Governor Cuomo over claims of sexual misconduct. Officials say although there was credible evidence of improper conduct by Mr. Cuomo against two women in the county, including a state trooper, the DA will not file criminal charges because of statutory requirements in the state.
Statutory.
The county DA recently made a similar decision in the matter related to an incident at Belmont Racetrack back in 2019.
I wonder if that was one of their kids. I wonder if they would just look at statutory timelines and just, you know, give them a pass for his crimes against their children. I bet not. But since, you know, they're just all this, all in this together, and they're all trying to protect each other, which you know and I know, or we can play stupid and we can act like we know that they're not doing that when in fact we do know that they're doing that. But what we don't realize is every time we let them do that, they're going to do it again. That's what that means. They're going to end up doing it again, and they'll do it again, and they'll do it again. If you want to call in, by the way, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Now, I got in front of me right now something called the Supreme Law of the Land. It's the U.S. Constitution, and when I read it, it tells me we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, what do? We establish justice. Okay? Who makes reference to laws to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Justices, right? And if you look at the book of Judges, chapter 2, I believe it's verse 12, it tells us that the Lord established judges to protect his people. Forgive me. He established judges to protect his people from the enemy. Well, when you look at Article 3 in America, this is what I want you to see. The judicial power of the United States shall be vested into one Supreme Court. But keep in mind, justices discover and apply law. That's important that you understand that. Remember the Supremacy Clause, and remember that's Article 6, Section 2, and also remember that they're commanded under the Constitution, while giving their oath, to uphold the laws, right? They are commanded to enforce those laws faithfully, it tells us in Article 2, Section 3. But let me go back to Article 3. It says that the judges shall hold their offices during good behavior. Good behavior. Over the last week, I highlighted this. This is for my weekend, friends. Let me get this right. You want the same Supreme Court to weigh in on vaccine mandates as they did on what? And then I gave you a quote. To take all the robes of all the good judges that ever lived on the face of the earth, they would not be large enough to cover the lawlessness of one corrupt judge. Why do the people tolerate corruption? I know not. Let me ask you the question, friends. How about nine of them? Not just one, but how about nine of them? Friends, you do know that what's happening here is they are pushing forth the agenda by delivering up to the Supreme Court injustices to weigh in on treasonous Joe's vaccine mandates. You know that this is where this is going. What do you think is going to be the turnout? What do you think that they're going to vote in favor of? Why does the Supreme Court need to be called upon to intervene on the issues that are unconstitutional? As I said, I just read the entirety of the Constitution over the last 2 days, 2.5 days. They don't have constitutional authority to force you or anybody else. And by the way, if you were listening to the propagandists in the mainstream media, one of them just blurted the truth out and told you that blurted the truth out in his confusion and told you that in Texas, the Supreme Court just said no more to this because the Department of Health is overreaching, assuming authority that was never given to them. They did so, they said during the break, without congressional oversight. Guess who the Congress is? Our representatives, the voice of the people. They educated you again to tell you that which is going on is completely illegal. Are you listening? But let me go back to this. They're delivering up to the Supreme Court these injustices, treasonous Joe's vaccine mandates. Again, I ask, why does the Supreme Court need to be called upon to intervene on the issues that are unconstitutional? Because it fits their narrative. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. Can I ask you, does common sense come into play? How many times have Americans been duped into this fashion by the said Supreme Court injustices? Read Amos 5:7. Okay? I'm going to show you in just a moment. You know how I continuously bring up the point? This is a recap, friends, for the weekend, friends. If they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Hey, folks, the objective here is to hand it to the courts in a fiend, a counterfeit manner to give false pretenses. because the judges said so to a pretended authority. Did you hear me? It's the same thing with the TSA. It's the same thing with the CIA. It's the same thing with the FBI. It's the same thing with Homeland Security. It's all premised on a false, pretended authority. Why do I say that? Because it's all illegal. It's unconstitutional. Rendering it, guess what? You know, let's say it in unison, friends, nugatory. Nugatory. It doesn't apply. This is why you never hear Fauci or anybody else going along with this pandemic, plandemic, forgive me, ever referencing the law. I just seen Ted Cruz, another extorted, patronizing, narcissistic, arrogant fool who sold his soul, and it's exactly the truth of the matter, by the fruit that he bears. I just seen him the other day talking about, when asked a question about what was going on, that we all have been immunized, he said, and then he said, we are all submitting to the CDC. Yes, that's what he said. Of course, folks, it was just one of those quick questions that he answered, probably unbeknownst to him, that we were going to be talking about it. We've all been vaccinated, immunized, he said, and we're all following the CDC guidelines. He just told you right there who he's working for. Did you hear over the last couple days, friends, how the CDC is investigating cruise lines? Can I just lay to your candor again, friends? I just got done reading the Constitution. I just told you there's no law that they're making reference to. You just heard through the mainstream media's useful idiots that in Texas, the governor said no to the Department of Health because they lacked congressional oversight. What are they doing? They're assuming authority that's never been given unto them. Why is the CDC being referenced as an authority? And I'm not going to go down this road again, but I'm just laying that to you. They don't have the authority to do so. So why are they doing it? Well, you know, that's what they told us in the mainstream media. You know, everybody else is doing it, Brad. Oh, okay, well, everybody else is jumping off a bridge. You're going to jump with them, dummy? Come on, let's call it for what it is. You know, let me go back to this because I have a limited time. So you want Americans now, see this is, oh, by the way, oh, this is fantastic. Yeah. So the conservatives of the day, and I see them all day long, they're sitting around waiting for the bad guys to set the next narrative. Just yesterday I had one of these, gosh, somebody that should know way better than what he sent me, but he sent it anyways. And I want to read exactly what he said. Because what he said is he said to me in so many words, I'm trying to find the exact, he texted me what the bad guys have planned. I hear it all the time. And let me reiterate the point 1,000 times the other direction. I don't care what they have planned. The bad guys care about what I have planned. You want me to say that again a different way? Or, I mean, I've said it like 15 different directions now. Live your life where the enemy worries about what you do. And if you were on the offensive, nobody would be sitting around waiting for Fauci to set the next narrative. But that's what you're doing by allowing the Supreme Court injustices, friends, to bring this case on. Isn't it interesting how they just reject cases that don't apply to the narrative? Matter of fact, some kids in Indianapolis, they appealed to Amy, the new Supreme Court injustice that was placed by Trump, only to find out that she completely stonewalled the question. And I'm talking about how the kids asked her to basically enforce the law against the state of Indiana when it came to them forcing vaccinations. She didn't even respond to them. See, it didn't fit the narrative. But if they can change the meaning and the purpose and it goes along with their agenda, then guess what? They'll take it up. That's exactly what they've done. And they've done it how many times over, friends? Here, let me kind of give you a couple examples here. The burden of proof is on them when it comes to the law, and yet they have beguiled the Americans into believing the burden of proof is on you. Okay? I'm going to just nail this on the other side of the break. Final segment, if you want to call in, now's the time. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Quick, friends. I'm proposing to you, those that are listening to me right now, do you really want the Supreme Court to weigh in on vaccine mandates, which are completely unconstitutional? And isn't it interesting how when asked to enforce the law against those that were forcing mandates, vaccine mandates, which are completely illegal, again, it's interesting that the new Supreme Court injustice completely stonewalled, ignored the kids. But they're willing to take up and weigh in on Treasonous Joe's vaccine mandates. Okay, now this is what I want you to understand. These same injustices, okay, this is the same Supreme Court that committed oligarchy when taking prayer out of public school. And by the way, if you want to really go back even further, look at 1913. Talking about the IRS. The federal folks, look at these agencies that have been created. They're spoilers, is what they are. That's exactly what they are. And again, that's a sign of judgment incrementally. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Not the blessings, the cursings. This is the same Supreme Court that committed oligarchy, where few rule over many, when taking prayer out of public school. By the way, you never lost the right. The church forfeited their right. Okay. They let a couple injustices rule the roost. Okay? Those rights have been forfeited, never lost the right. We have three lawful precedents, friends, that say otherwise. So I don't care what they say. The law tells us we never lost the right, period. Trust me on that one. Is this the same Supreme Court that said it was a choice to murder your own babies? And you want them to weigh in on forced vaccine mandates, which are completely unconstitutional, just like abortion is unconstitutional? If you go back over to the Fifth Amendment, it says to the federal government that no one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or the property without due process of law. U.S. Supreme Court Tony Scalia, who's no longer here, was clear as to what the Constitution states when it comes to abortion. He said, just like I am right now, the U.S. Constitution contains no right to abortion. That's right. But they're going to be weighing in soon, friends, on vaccine mandates. What direction do you think they're going to go? This is the same Supreme Court that has said pornography was free speech. To teach kids how to kill, how to rape through Hollywood, through television, because it's permitted. They call it free speech. Pornography used to be illegal up until 1968. You should have seen the stringent rules on what you could say and what you couldn't say during a movie before 1968. Isn't that crazy? They said it's free speech. It's free speech to come up with a game called Columbine, where you can go into a library and shoot your friends, and the more you kill, the more points you get. There's games where you can kill cops and rape, sound effects all inclusive, all part of the show. They call it free speech. To teach kids how to drug deal is free speech, according to the Supreme Court. No, it is not. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. They're advocating lawlessness is what they're doing. This Supreme Court that's going to be weighing in on vaccine mandates is taking up treasonous, listen carefully, treasonous Joe Biden's vaccine mandates. Notice again how they pick and choose what they will take on. This is the same Supreme Court, as I said, teaching the young to murder their fellow students and even to shoot off the president's head. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a game called JFK Reloaded. If you shoot the president's head off, you can win $10,000. The Supreme Court says that it's free speech. No, it's not. This is the same Supreme Court that has crossed the clear lines between the erected wall, barring them concerning church and state. And I'm not talking about the way that you may think you know of it. What's happening in public schools, how the ACLU is coming in, the subversive organization, the communist organization, just ask Roger Baldwin, that said the end of the ACLU is communism, the one that beats up on poor little Christians, it's a lack of Christianity, friends. They omitted words out of the First Amendment to put the fear of the devil and the consequence of man into the hearts of men. That's why the media continuously promulgates and bolsters cases where people run from the fight. No, when the ACLU came after us one time, we turned and we went after the ACLU one time. Let me say it again. They came after us one time, and they didn't suspect that we were going to turn around and come back after them. Folks, the law is on your side. Regardless of what trouble it brings, I'm right. Okay? This is the same Supreme Court that crossed lines between church and state, assuming authority that's never been given unto them by declaring that two men and two women could hold marital status. Read Romans 1:24. It's completely illegal, never heard of in the history of mankind. This is the injustices that you're tolerating. Did you know that this is the same Supreme Court, namely Chief John Roberts, that has turned the Affordable Care Act, they changed the name three times, by the way, into an inexcusable tax? Did you know that? Article 1, Section 8, read the Constitution. He can't do that, but he did that. And guess what? Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, American Health Care Act under Donald Trump, the Romney Care Act, as how it came out at first. Isn't it interesting how it doesn't apply to them? Hey, folks, are you sure that you want Joe Biden's, treasonous Joe Biden's vaccine mandates going to this Supreme Court? Because keep in mind, friends, they're unelected bureaucrats. Amy Coney Barrett, the Trump appointee who denied students their right to refuse vaccines at Indiana University. Are you sure? These are the good ones. These are the good ones. Refusing to hear students that said no to vaccines in Indiana. She'd have nothing to do with it. Folks, they're all plants. Some of these judges, as a matter of fact, as they like to be called, have never judged a case a day in their lives, and yet they are allowed to remain like that of a radical lesbian, Alina Kagan. Read Leviticus 18:22. Did you know that she never judged a case a day in her life? You want her on the Supreme Court, friends? See, this is information the mainstream media doesn't bring to your front door, to your ears, to your eyes. They don't want you seeing this. What about Sonia Sotomayor? She's a radical globalist, friends. Isn't it interesting how she was appointed just in time for the illegals? Are you sure you want these people, these injustices, friends, that to discover and apply law where a child understands the law, to play the activist, to legislate from the bench? Folks, do you know that Sonia Sotomayor is a radical? She's a globalist. Hey, folks, this isn't how judges are to act. And nor is it what the Constitution teaches. It teaches that judges sit, as I said earlier, during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. If not, they are to be, this applies to the president all the way down, they are to be impeached. And then they are to be charged for their transgressions. I've seen it several times over my last reading of the U.S. Constitution. But apparently the American people don't want that resolved because it might just take an effort on their behalf. Right? Hey, folks, I'm also here to tell you that these injustices are not above the law. They are to uphold the law. And where you have taken on that they are there for life, I know not. Outside of, I remember John Hagee preaching how the Supreme Court justices are above the people. The reach of the people is what he said. But they're not above the reach of Almighty God. No, there's a reason the church is here. We're called to be joint heirs with Christ, right? His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we already got the possession. And when you get the possession, like it tells us in the book of Joshua, what are we supposed to do when we have the possession? We're supposed to do the same thing before we have the possession and be dispossessing the enemy. Keep his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, to keep and to do them. That's what we're supposed to do. This applies to corruption in the courts as well. Again, these are not above the law. They're to uphold the law. Something in which they have failed to do time and time again, and somehow or another the people ignorantly sit back and suffer their abuses. Read Amos 3:3. Friends, let me say this in ending. They are to establish the right, not the wrong. These, again, are not above the law, nor are they a law unto themselves. They are to magnify the law against the crimes. So in conclusion, we can see clearly that these said judges are acting out like the devils that they really, truly are. Matthew 7:16, John 8:44. While Americans are in hopes that they will act as the righteous judges that swore to be, which is just not in any sense the case any longer. Folks, we are the law. They work for us. We do not work for them. We, the American people, need to rise up to the level of expectation concerning the Christ, who is the standard, and do what it is that he called us to do to preserve for our posterity what it is that our forefathers preserved for us. Again, read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. It talks about it right there. Love you by what we do. Happy New Year. We will talk to you soon. See ya.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.